that you might be saved, that you might be washed in the blood of the Lamb, that you might be brought to that place of safety and security in Jesus, in the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. You might be a king. You might just be a street preacher, but everybody faces the grim reaper. That day is coming for us all when we breathe our last. And the very next thing is you stand before God in judgment. You stand before God and you give account. You live today as though you're going to live forever, but you're not. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, then comes the judgment. Then you stand before your Maker, for the judge of all the earth, and give account for all your evil deeds, for all your youthful folly. Oh, I remember. I recall what it's like to be a youth. Oh, the foolishness. Oh, the mockery. Oh, the rebellion. I remember it well. Would that I could go back and alter it. Would that I could go back and start again. But there is a way. There is a way back to God from the dark path of sin. Not a way by which you can go back and live those days of your youth again and avoid the foolishness, avoid the stupidity of those years. But there is a way back from the dark path of sin, a way by which you can be restored to God's favor, a way by which you can be brought to your senses, a way by which you can be brought to a right mind, a way by which you can be restored, forgiven, ransomed, healed, and forgiven through the risen Christ, through my Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior. It is appointed unto man once to die, an appointment with God, an appointment with death, an appointment with the grim reaper. Time's coming when he'll come to you and he'll wrap his slimy fingers around your soul and draw it out of your body and return it to God from whence it came. And he will dispose of your soul according to, on the basis of which you have done with his Son Jesus Christ. That is, as to whether you've believed on him, trusted in him completely and absolutely, or rejected him. It's on that basis that God will judge you. It's on that basis, my friends, your eternal destiny hangs. Jesus Christ died for sinners to justify them completely, justify them before God, clear them before God, that is. No, sir, I won't. Hell will freeze over before I'll shut up, sir. Too important, my friends. We're here because we love your souls, Glasgow. We're here today, my friends, because you've got souls that are perishing. We're here today, my friends, because the love of Christ constrains us to tell you, to warn you, to flee from the wrath to come. Turn to the only Savior before that day comes. Before you breathe your last, before you stand before him in judgment, before you're cast into hell forever and ever, there's something to be saved from. Something to be saved to, from your sin and back to God from the dark path of sin. So we're here to tell you, Glasgow, there's a way. There's a way back from sin. There's a way back, no matter how much you've ruined your life, no matter how you've spoiled, no matter how you've ruined yourself, drugs and alcohol, idolatry, immorality, all the filth and all the uncleanness of your modern day and generation, all the madness, all the insanity of man's departure, apostasy from God, there's a way. There's a way. And that's why we come to you. Why we're eager to preach the gospel to you. To lift up and cry aloud and tell you of your sins. Nobody else will. Minister of the Church of Scotland won't tell you. The Roman priest won't tell you. The Buddhist monk won't tell you. Only the gospel preacher will tell you. Only the man eager to preach the gospel to Glasgow will tell you. Lift up his voice and cry aloud. Tell you to repent. Tell you to believe. Tell you to flee into the arms of Jesus, the justifier of sinners. Only by my gospel can you be justified. You need justifying, because you're not right with God. To be not right with God is to be contrary to God. And you're contrary to God in your nature. That's why you must be born again. Contrary to God in your mind, in your speech, in your words, your actions, contrary to God every which way. But Christ died for such people. Christ shed his blood for such ungodly sinners. Not right with God, my friends. In time, but not right with God for all eternity, unless you're justified freely by the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ is the justifier. Christ is the one who died for sinners. Christ is the one who rose again from the dead. Only Christ, only Jesus, only He can justify you. Only He can make you right with God, nobody else. Pope of Rome, they don't die for sinners. Muhammad didn't die for sinners. Buddha didn't die for sinners. Only Jesus Christ died for sinners. God spared not His own Son, but gave Him up to the death of the cross. Surrendered Him, His own only beloved Son. Surrendered Him to the death of the cross. Smote Him with His sword of justice. Laid upon Him the sins of the world. Struck down His Son, Jesus Christ. Pierced Him through. So that, my friend, in dying, not because He deserved to die, but because you deserve to die. Because of your sins. Because of the sins of the world. Because of the sins of a lost humanity, a lost Glasgow. Who nailed Jesus to the cross? Not the Jews. Not the Romans. God, His Father, He nailed Him to the cross. So that you might know the love, the forgiveness. So that you might know the free justification of God in your sins being laid upon Christ. The curse being lifted off you. The Christ. There is no other way. No other way. I am the way, says Jesus. I, not religion. Not the world's religions. Not the heathen idolatrous religion. Not the paganism that Glasgow's gone back to today. Return to her own vomit. Glasgow, that's you, like a dog. Return to its own vomit. That's you, Glasgow. That's you. God delivered you. Delivered Glasgow from that paganism. From that popish religion. Popish mess of religion. God delivered you from it. And now you've gone back to the vomit. Like a dog. Return to your vomit. The vomit of pagan religion. My friend, Glasgow cannot flourish. You cannot flourish. Nobody can flourish apart from God in Christ Jesus. It's not religion that you need. It's a Savior, boys. It's a Savior you need. It's Jesus, the justifier, the only justifier of the ungodly. Nobody else can justify you before God. All you're doing, anything that you do, can never put you right with God. All the tears in the world, flood the world with your tears. Oh, I'm sorry I did it. Sorry I said it. All the tears in the world will not wash your sin away. Only the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, will do that. Only the blood, justifying blood of Calvary, will do that. My friends, not your doing, the doing of Jesus, the doing of the Son of God. Call yourself what you will. Call yourself a good person. Call yourself a good Catholic. Call yourself a good Protestant. Call yourself what you will. Hang any label you like upon yourself. Lest you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lest you've been justified before God by His Son. You get no pass on that day of judgment. In that day when you stand before God and give account for your sins, for every idle word, says Jesus. Be careful what you say today under the preaching of the gospel. Every idle word, says Jesus. Every idle word you give account for in that day. And I tell you, in that day when God judges you, unless His Son steps forward and claims you and declares that He justified you by His blood, You're cast into eternal flames forever. Banished from the presence of God. Forfeit any goodness, any comfort. The smoke of your torment shall ascend up forever and ever. Forever and ever, because the punishment, the sin is against an eternal God. So the punishment is eternal. You need to be justified. You need to be made right with God today. Today, Glasgow, not tomorrow. Now is the day. Now is the time. Now is the accepted time. Now God's of a disposition to be reconciled to sinners. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. God came in Christ. Because only God could do the job. Job was too big for just a man. God Himself had to come. But He today, I can tell you good news. He today is of a disposition to be reconciled with. But only through Jesus. Only through His Son. Only through the blood of the cross. Only through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nailed to a cross. Dead and buried. Raised again from the dead. A risen Savior. He's risen. Christ is risen. Therefore, we can be forgiven. But now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the accepted time. Today. Today, says God, now is the day. Now is the time. Accepted time. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts, my friends. As many, many people have done in the past, and men and women have done here in Glasgow this very day. I've listened to them, I've heard them provoking God to more wrath. Don't you know? Don't you know the ABCs of the Gospel, Glasgow? We're not talking about the deep mysteries of God. We're talking about the ABCs. We're talking about kindergarten stuff. Don't you know that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who hold down the truth, press down the truth in unrighteousness and wickedness, provoking God day by day. Every day that you live in your sin, you provoke God to more wrath. Can't you see, Glasgow? Can't you see that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against your city today, against Scotland today? The burning fury of God's wrath is being poured out upon you. Judgments of God, day by day, my friends. Where is the wrath of God revealed? In your drug culture. Look at your young men and young women infested with drugs, out of their minds, spaced out, unable to live, ruined, destroyed already by your drug barons. That's the judgment of God. The abortion mills, your National Health Service, a health service, I ask you, to minister health to you, and they're in the business of killing. Abortion, thou shalt not kill, says God. The National Health Service says, we shall kill. We shall kill. We'll abort the babies. And we'll euthanize the terminally ill and the aged. We shall kill. So God gives you over. He gives you over. That's the judgment. That's the wrath of God. He gives you over to what you want. You say, I want to kill babies. So God says, okay, I'll give you more of what you want. You say, we want more drugs. Okay, says God, I'll give you more drugs. Until all your young people are ruined, infested with them. I'll give you what you want. You say, I don't want God. I don't want His salvation. I don't want His Son. So God says, okay, I'll open another door. And I'll even give you a push. You're messing with God. You're messing with your own minds, your own soul. But you're messing with God. You're messing with the Almighty. And that's not a war. That's not a war you're going to win, sir. No way. No way. So I suggest to you, Phil, mic him up. So, my friends, I tell you, don't come asking me for evidence for God's existence. That's an argument you and I are not going to have today, because you know that God is. It's in you. You have the knowledge of God in you. You just suppress it. So don't come asking me for evidence. Prove that God exists. You know He exists. I tell you what you need, and it's not evidence. You need a white flag. That's what you need. A white flag raised in surrender to God. Yeah? Raised in surrender before the cross of His Son. I surrender, surrender to you, King Jesus. God, be merciful to me. I fought against you. I've sinned against you. I've blasphemed your name. I've lied. I've worshipped idols. I've killed. I've nailed you to the cross with my sins. And still, and yet, you love me. Love me. Revealed your love to me in the gospel. And I've despised it and rejected it. Scorned it. Provoked you to more and more wrath. What will you do today? You hear the gospel. What are you going to do? Going to provoke him to more wrath? Is that what you do? Until you're destroyed? Is that what you want? Self-destruction? Why don't you go and buy yourself a gun, blow your head off? Huh? Want to destroy yourself? Go ahead. Go ahead, but I tell you, I warn you. Death is not the end. That doesn't finish it. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that comes the judgment. Then you stand before the eternal God. And He, my friends, He will dispose of your soul. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And the smoke of your torment will rise up, will ascend up forever and ever. Eternal torments where the flame is never quenched. The fire never goes out. Why? Why does the fires of hell never go out? Because they're fed day by day. Fuel. Thousands, millions of men and women. Feed the flames of hell every day. Even as I'm talking to you now, there are men and women dying without Christ. Slipping into eternity, slipping into the flames of hell, and fueling those flames, ready for you, ready for you, ready for your soul, ready to burn you for all eternity, unless you repent. Except you repent and believe the gospel, you cannot be saved. Turn. Why will ye die when there's life, eternal life to be had in the Savior? Turn before you burn. Turn. Glasgow, turn today while you may. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ that is, shall be saved, shall be justified unto all eternity, forgiven, cleared, right with God, for time and for eternity. Through faith in the Son of God, through faith in the Son of God, rectified, restored, healed, forgiven, through faith in Jesus, believing in Jesus, trusting in Jesus, in His person and what He has done, His death, His resurrection. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Trust in God's salvation. Trust in God's provision. Not you. Not your efforts. Not your doing. Not your religion. Evolutionary or any other kind. Trusting only in Jesus. Only Jesus, who says only believe. Only believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. The person who yields in faith, trusts in the Son of God. Even your salvation is a possibility today. Yours, yours. You can go home tonight forgiven. You can go home tonight healed. You can go home tonight ransomed, justified, forgiven. You can go home a child of God. You can go home free from the fear of penalty, of judgment, of hell. A hell to be saved from, a heaven to gain, but only through Jesus, only through the Son of God. None other name, Glasgow, none other name under the whole canopy of heaven whereby you must be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not in the name of the Pope and his religion. Not, my friends, not in the name of Muhammad. He was an imposter and the inventor of a false religion. Jesus, Jesus, the Son of God, who loved sinners like you, Glasgow. Who loved sinners like you and died for them. Showed, revealed his love for you in dying on that cross. Showing, revealing his power to save you by his rising from the dead. And today he calls you from heaven. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Glasgow. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye and believe the gospel, Glasgow. For the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's the only way you enter God's kingdom, in the way of repentance and faith. You'd like a copy of God's word offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. The written word of God offered to you. Read for yourself. Study, meditate upon God's word. Meditate upon the love that He has for sinners. Maybe even for you. Listen. Listen, listen. Listen to my colleague as he follows me. And listen for the voice of the Savior. Listen for the voice of Jesus. And my friend, oh my friend, let him draw you after himself. Let him draw you into his bosom. And my friend, give eternal life to your soul, that you might never perish. That you might never die in your sin, but die with the full assurance of God's salvation set before you today. Hear the voice of the Savior follow him, he will give you eternal life. God bless you, Glasgow, and have mercy, mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never dying souls.